Yeah.
We are, ladies and gentlemen. It is sports talk.
I am so upset, by the way.
Why are you so upset, man?
Well, you know, the new – all I have to say about the Eagles right now is one thing. The new sponsorship of the Eagles should be one company. What do you think I'm going to say?
Stink?
No.
Oh, what?
Butterfingers.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you serious right now?
I'll tell you what.
What was that?
Dude,
Jordan Matthews cannot drop so many – eight drops last night. That is to the point where it's ridiculous. I mean,
listen, the Eagles had their chances, man. The Eagles had their chances. Honestly, the Panthers almost gave that game away.
No.
They almost did. Even though the Eagles' offense,
yeah,
again, slow starting.
Horrible.
It was horrible.
Horrible.
You know what I mean?
And I'm okay with the loss. If we would have lost to the Giants, that's one thing because that's rivals. But right. I'm okay with the loss. They had revenge on their mind. We beat them 44 to like nothing last year. I'm okay with the loss. I mean, it was against an undefeated team.
Right.
We need, and you know this too, we need to beat the Cowboys in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you
that's
do.
A key game. And I think if we do that, we'll be good. I really do. If we do that, we'll be 2-2 in the division. You know, we'll be back potentially in first place of what happens this upcoming week when the Eagles have a bye week. So
yeah.
I'm okay with the loss.
Right.
But I mean, obviously I would want them to win.
Right.
But I'm not as upset as I was, say for example, when we lost to the Giants, or we didn't lose to the Giants.
Yeah.
We beat the Giants. When we lost to the Cowboys,
right.
You
were pissed.
Right. I'm not gonna come on the show next Sunday and have a big rant over this game. I'm just not. It's
no,
not
I mean, listen, the Eagles, we knew what they were gonna do offensively.
Right.
Defensively, I thought they were going to be a little bit more dominant than
they
were.
I did, too.
And
in
the second half, they actually and they're historically, they're getting used to getting some of these picks that are like,
yeah,
out of the, like, what? Like magic trick picks.
I don't know. I don't get it.
You know? Unbelievable. Sam Bradford, 26 completions, 46 attempts, 205 yards.
Why is he passing it 46 times?
Why? You guys couldn't run the
Seriously.
Ball consistently.
We could, though. And first of all, the question's been asked every single week
Matthews.
From the start of the season. Should we start Matthews
yes.
over DeMarco Murray? And every single week I say yes. But yet every single week, Chip Kelly and his great offense that he was so dominant in having does not start Ryan Matthews.
Ryan Matthews.
Instead, he puts DeMarco Murray out there and says he's doing a great job. I'm sorry, I don't think he's doing a great job.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Matthews, 697 yards.
Horrible. You're not going to win.
Six attempts, 97 yards. That's pretty good. I mean, yes, he broke off that big, 35-yard run.
Yeah.
But still, six attempts? I mean, Murray, 18 attempts, 65 yards. You see the difference there?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Murray is
– he's a no-cut runner. I say it every single week.
Rich Baker – his sister texted him, right, a picture of Murray today. I don't know if he told you. Murray was in the mall today in Philadelphia.
What?
And Rich Baker's sister is a store manager in that. I won't say the store. A store manager in that mall.
Right.
And Murray walks in. So she has a picture of Murray this afternoon at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. it's so funny. He has, like, tons of bags.
Of course he does. Yeah, he's getting ready for the big bye week coming out, the bye week blowout.
Oh,
The only thing that's going to happen now, the Eagles, you know, are pissed. All right,
they're pissed,
and we are pissed. And what are we going to do? We're gonna be in the bye week, right?
Yeah.
What do we do when we come back?
We
have those stinking Cowboys.
I
got news.
That's a tough game.
Revenge is on the mind, Tony Romo. Revenge is on the mind. Eagles will win that game coming up, and I promise you, Eagles will beat the Cowboys in 2 weeks.
You think Des Bryant? You think Des Bryant plays that game?
I mean, who's throwing the ball to him though?
Listen. If you leave,
Matt Castle stinks.
If you leave Matt Castle open,
I'll stop.
He'll burn you.
He stinks.
He's better than Whedon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he better than Whedon? I don't know.
He's good for two to three picks a night.
He stinks.
He's good for that, at least. You know what I mean? receiver-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, your top receiver last night was the tight end. Zach Ertz.
Well, and you know what? And it's about time. Zach Ertz finally has a good game, a decent game. And I shouldn't even say good. He has a decent game on him. My thing is this, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe I will give a 45-second rant here.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you go.
I'm perplexed. We have Darren Sproles, Ryan Matthews, and DeMarco Murray. And yet we're throwing the ball 46 times with receivers that should, half of them shouldn't even be in the league.
Yeah.
The other half should be backups to like four stringers. There's not even a four string. So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't get why they're airing the ball out.
They started
running the ball first.
Right.
And I think because they got down early.
Yeah.
And last night's game was eerily similar to Monday night. Just in the opposite. It was weird.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I
honestly thought Panthers score, and they're getting ready to drive again like the Giants were on Monday night and score. And lo and behold, who was it? Thurman picks the ball off some miraculously.
Yeah.
Again, you know what I mean? Near the red zone. So it was weird last night. But I thought Carolina was the stronger team. I did pick.
Oh, absolutely.
I did pick the Eagles to win. You know, I don't even know who has the belt today.
I do because guess what? Not only I have that one win on Thursday, but then also yesterday, the only difference we picked were the Jets Patriots. I know, but guess what? A win's a win. So yes.
A win's a win. But I'll tell you what, and we'll get to some of the picks here in about 5 minutes.
But you still won. We would have tied, but I wouldn't have. It doesn't matter. I'm still your sports talk champion. Thank you, Patriots.
I don't care. But anyway. look at this. Mark Sanchez came into the game. Is that right?
No.
He said he had one completion for 3 yards. I'm serious.
No. I don't know. What are you looking at here?
Were we imagining things last night?
Yeah.
I think you did.
What are you looking at here? I don't see anything.
Literally.
What's the – is this NFL on CBS or what
yeah.
kind of
– Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why.
I'm going to look into that.
I hate CBS coverage, by the way.
That is so funny.
But, no, NBC is pretty good. And you know, Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth was great last night.
He was. Chris was good.
And I like Al Michaels much better, actually.
Cam Newton, 14 out of 20, 497 yards, 3 picks,
yeah,
one touchdown.
It's not impressive. I mean, you
three
know.
Picks, one touchdown. It was weird. The fact that he gave it away 3 times,
yeah.
One of which wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
It popped up in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. Cam, I told you he was going to hurt you with his legs. He did.
Not as much as
he usually does, but he did. Rushing, Stewart is a beast.
Yeah. You know what?
Beast.
And that's what happens. I think that's what happens when D'Amico Ryan, starting linebacker, is out for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because we clearly missed him last night. Couldn't stop the run. And that's the first time in 19 games,
right.
19 regular season games, that the Eagles have actually given up
a 100-yard
– no, 100-yard rushing.
And a touchdown in the first – you guys have not given up touchdowns in the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
You
that's another nice little stat.
Yeah, it's Stewart, 120, 24 attempts, 125 yards.
Yeah.
Longest, 36 yards. You know what I mean? And then other than that, you guys kept everyone in check for the most part,
yep.
except for Olsen and Ginn, who went off.
Yeah, Ginn went off only because Marcus Smith should not be playing in the NFL. no, I'm gonna be serious. This guy is god awful.
Right.
Marcus Smith should not play in the NFL.
I mean,
I don't know how much I can. We wasted a first round draft pick on him 2 years ago. He stinks out loud. And he did you see him running 23 yards?
I did.
The other way. I mean, he's so lost.
Yeah, he was lost.
He's so lost.
Yeah, man, Maxwell got a pick. First one of the season.
Yeah, yeah. And then after that, he follows it up with missing. No, you know, again, Malcolm Jenkins playing like he's great. I mean, he's great.
He's the
Malcolm Jenkins
secondary.
Hit. I can't remember which running back it was. It was probably Stewart. Remember when he
was
right
Stewart.
On like the 2 yard line, he hit him. So he was going to be out of bounds, get a field goal. But he thought Byron Maxwell was going to be able to at least push him out of bounds.
Right.
Well, no. Instead, Byron Maxwell just is Byron Maxwell.
Yeah. And he just,
I mean,
he
I
just
don't know.
Essentially, he just let him go.
He stinks. Byron Maxwell is the only player on that defense that I can honestly say he's terrible.
He's terrible.
Nolan Carroll III, by the way, that caught that pick. Not Walter Thurman.
Okay.
But either way, I mean.
And he played well, too.
Yeah.
He did play well.
And you know what? It was reminiscent, like you said, of last week.
It was.
With that. They're ready to score and to be 14-0, but then all of a sudden the big turnaround.
Right.
I
mean, the Eagles, I don't know, they need to play a full game. I think ultimately, the only game they've played a full game, even though they defensively they demolished the Giants, was that Saints game.
Even though
they started off slow with the Saints game and the Jets game too, they didn't play a full game.
I don't think they did play a full game against the Saints, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Sam Bradford in the first half cannot throw two picks in the end zone. So I actually don't think they played a full game yet this year. Now, does the bye week give them this chance to maybe kind of reload and cut? You do think so?
I think so. I think the Eagles reset and are going to be a dangerous team coming into the second half here. And I think that's what every team that goes into a bye.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys didn't have that bye to actually sit, watch the Giants, I don't think that game's close. They had time to actually sit, watch the Giants, and we'll get to the Giants. And I'm excited we won, but I'm not happy. And we'll talk about that a little bit. But
I mean, look, they're in first place for now. I don't think you can be quite happy watching that Giants game. I mean, the Cowboys gave you that game. The Cowboys stink.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
I mean, they're not
good. I think right now we can honestly say
their D line though will give the Eagles some issues. Their D line gave us some issues yesterday, even though Eli was only sacked twice all game. I thought it was going to be worse. That defense is better.
Here's what I got to say about that, too. I think after watching it yesterday, I think the Redskins, they stink. I don't care.
How are they
beat Tampa
place?
Bay, right. They beat Tampa Bay by 1 point.
Oh, yeah. But it was a hell of a comeback, though. We need to talk about
it.
It was a hell of a comeback.
For sure.
Cousins. I don't know what to say about him.
Yeah, and then
you see
him in the locker room, by the way. How do you like that? How do you like that? All right,
calm down,
Cousins.
There's like Meme City.
Yeah, calm down, Cousins.
With Cousins.
Let's go through with it real quick here, Stefan. Let's go over the rest of the season and say wins or losses. All right, so we come back. We have a lot of home games, by the way.
This is the Eagles we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, at the Cowboys.
Next game, I say the Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, I say that. I say that's a win as well. Dolphins at home.
At the Dolphins, right?
No, Dolphins at home.
At home.
Dolphins don't travel well.
They don't
do
travel
great at
well.
Home, but they don't travel well.
The Dolphins are going through a mini renaissance. I think the Eagles lose. That defense is – defense, you don't even need a blitz with that defense.
I have that as a win. Then we have the Buccaneers at home.
I think they beat – I think it's a tough game.
Yeah.
The Bucs have a good defense.
No, I would agree.
And I think Jameis Winston, he's going to make the mistakes, but he runs like Cam.
All right. Win?
I say the Eagles beat them.
All right, I think that's a win as well. The Bucks stink. Lions at the Lions Thanksgiving.
At the Lions,
win. I'm not even gonna. Come on, win.
Just because the Lions and it's Thanksgiving and it's at home, the line in Detroit, the Eagles lose that game.
Okay. What?
Yes. Because the Eagles are gonna play down to the Lions.
Are you
that
nuts?
Game.
What? So the Eagles are 2-2 right now.
And that's Thanksgiving night.
Right.
Okay.
12:30 in the afternoon.
12:30 in the afternoon.
Right, absolutely.
And then
we are at the Patriots. That's a loss. All right, I'm not going to.
Is that
we're
a
losing
loss?
That game. Whatever. That's a loss.
You think so?
What? You think we're going to beat the Patriots?
The Eagles play up to their opponent.
All right, so what? Go ahead.
I don't know.
This isn't official, but like, what do you think? A win or loss?
It's a loss.
Okay.
It's a loss.
So 2-3 at this point.
2-3.
Okay.
Then they're at the Bills.
No. Bills at home.
Bills at home.
Yes.
Eagles. They beat the Bills.
Yeah, I think they beat the Bills as well.
I think they crushed the Bills.
Here we go. Cardinals at home who don't travel well. I kind of changed my mind about that one.
The Cardinals will beat the Eagles.
No. I changed my mind. They'll beat the Cardinals.
No. I don't think so.
And here we go.
The
next
weapons.
Loss of the season. Redskins at home. I don't know why. We were going to play down to their stinkness. I think we lose the Redskins at home.
I think you beat the Redskins, you lose to the New York Football Giants.
No, yeah, because that worked out so well for you last time.
The Giants, I'm telling you. So what do we have the Eagles at?
So you have them, let's see, loss.
I haven't beaten the Cowboys, losing to the Dolphins.
Right.
Beating the Bucks, losing to the Lions Thanksgiving night, losing to the Patriots, beating the Bills. Losing to the Cards, beating the Skins.
You have them at 7-9.
And that's, listen, 7-9 in the NFC East could get the Eagles into the playoffs.
I guess.
I'm serious.
I have them at 10-6, which is what I said. I mean, again, at the Cowboys, that's a win. Dolphins win. Bucks win. Lions win at Patriots, loss. Bills win, Cardinals win, Redskins loss, and at the Giants,
that's
going to
be
a win.
No, that's going to be a hell of a game. Dude, the Giants are not going to lose after what that debacle on Monday night. That's not happening.
That happened last year.
It's not happening. That second game was so competitive.
But it was for nothing.
It was for nothing. But it came down to literally seconds.
I hope this year it actually is for something because I got news for you.
Awesome.
The Redskins stink.
Oh, my
God. And guess what?
From
what I saw yesterday, the Cowboys aren't going anywhere this year. Tony Romo can't come back until the November 11th, which is actually, I didn't know this. I thought he'd be able to be here for the Eagles game. He can't.
No, right?
He's going to be.
But Desmay, right?
Well, yeah. But who's, again,
yeah.
Who's throwing?
And he can't, he hasn't played all season, really, except for the first game. So.
And by the way.
He won't be conditioned.
How about that waste of a life classy player, Greg Hardy?
He's awful.
Like, he may be the most hated person right now in the NFL.
Did
he's
you see
such
his
a
interview?
Waste.
Did you see his interview?
No, I don't even.
So they're at his locker.
Uh-huh.
And he's surrounded by a bunch of, reporters.
Right.
And the reporters ask him numerous questions, and he goes, no comment.
Oh,
question, no comment.
Right.
I mean, dude, you're making millions of dollars.
Yes.
And because essentially you're a sole loser,
yep.
You don't want to answer?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. I think, can you get fined for that?
You should. I mean, they should get fined for that. Greg Hardy is a terrible person. He's proven it week in and week out. He's a terrible person.
He's a bad civilian and
absolutely
and a player as well.
Yep.
So I mean, listen, the Eagles, their offense needs some work. They're not consistent defensively.
Not even...
And you took a hit last night with Peters going down in the.
I think he comes back though.
I think he comes back.
Yeah, I think he comes back. The one thing I am worried about. By the way, 646-668-2951.
Yep.
That's the number. Press 1 if you want to talk to us. The thing you got to look out for is the drops. You cannot.
Man.
I mean, Sam Bradford, that game last night is not on Sam Bradford.
It isn't. I don't think he played well, but it's not on him. I think
he never plays well.
But I don't. You're right. The receivers need to catch the passes.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what they get paid for.
Because if they catch half of those passes that they dropped, guess what? The Eagles probably win that game or at least come a lot closer
than
they
did.
You know. And some of these passes, I mean, Jordan Matthews is the one who stands out. Jordan Matthews,
he's supposed
stinks.
To be the all-pro.
He stinks.
I mean, number one receiver on the Eagles.
And you know what? Honestly,
I don't think he stinks.
I'm ready for Nelson Aguilar to come back.
I tell you all the time, he is the future of the Eagles and will be a star in this league. You don't see it now, he will be. I'm telling you, the guy is a freaking specimen.
Well,
he is. When the Giants missed out on picking him. I'm like, why didn't you pick him?
Really? You were like that?
Yes.
You were thinking about Nelson Aguilar?
He's a beast.
I said
the same thing about Matthews.
When's he going to start proving it?
I followed Matthews at, Vanderbilt, I think he was.
Yeah.
A beast.
Oh, we're talking about Matthews.
Which one?
Oh, see, I thought we were talking about Jordan. I thought we were talking about Nelson Aguilar.
Both I was talking about.
Oh, you're talking about both? Okay.
Listen, Matthews has the flu of the drops. You know what I mean? But
you can't have that either. And, I mean, now let's kind of switch some gears here.
Talk about the Giants.
Yeah, I was not impressed. I did see some of the game. I skimmed through it. I did see some of the game, some of the highlights. If you're a Giants fan, yes, be happy that you're in first place for now. But honestly, I mean, Cowboys gave you that game.
Well, I think
they stink.
I tell you what, the Cowboys do stink. But I tell you what, their defense
and it is. You were right
same.
What you said. The Giants and Eagles will be. The only one standing.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm still not believing the Redskins. They stink.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, no. Yesterday,
they
it's done.
They
lost
yeah.
four in a row.
Yeah, they've lost four in a row.
How much?
We had to beat them. We had to beat them. The Giants could not. It was a huge game for the New York Football Giants.
And the Cowboys.
But the Giants could not afford
to
go down 1-3 in the division.
No.
No way.
No, but you know what? And that's what I said yesterday. For the long run. For the Eagles, the Giants have to win this game if the Eagles want to be successful in the long run. And I explain why. The Dallas Cowboys cannot go 3-0 in this division and be undefeated. And
no,
they hadn't.
Right.
So that's
no, they
good.
Hadn't. They hadn't. I mean, the Giants needed to win the game. I think it was a good game in all phases.
Yeah.
Offensively, we needed some work. I don't think we wanted to run the ball a lot yesterday.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Big time. This kid by the name of Darkwa. Came out of nowhere. He's a beast. I followed him in the preseason.
Okay.
I think I told you about him.
Yeah.
He's a monster. He's built like Wilson. The kid has speed for days. He could be an issue. He's like the Sprawls that hasn't been found yet.
Okay.
You know, seriously, he's fast. But Eli Manning didn't pass a lot. 13 out of 20, 470 yards.
Very pedestrian.
We had a lot of drops.
Yeah. Well,
the Giants receivers.
Not as much as us.
Not as much as you guys, but the Giants receivers did not catch the ball yesterday at all. You know what I mean? And at one point, the Giants couldn't convert a freaking first down.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. The Cowboys just gave them stuff. And, you know, in the second half, the defense revved up. Let me tell you
How
something.
About that bum Dwayne Harris? Hasn't done anything all year, and then it's against his former team, and he's like.
Dwayne Harris actually has. He's actually produced more yards. I think he's top five in the entire league in punt return. Yes, in punt return.
Coverage. I'm talking about offense.
Offense, no. I mean, offense, he's had some big plays. He scored a big touchdown in Buffalo. And Odell Beckham was held to.
What was he held?
I mean, he really didn't do anything yesterday. He did have some key first downs.
Now, does this worry you about Odell Beckham not producing the last 2 weeks?
No, he didn't produce last. I mean, he had last week. Yeah, I think he had six attempts for 60 something yards on a
touchdown.
Take
out the first drive.
That's good enough. But I mean, he still had over 60 yards. He's averaging.
You take out the first drive. He very pedestrian. So I mean,
his stats are still top five.
I think he's injured, and I think it's definitely showing.
I think we can't wait for that bye week. Speaking of,
when is your bye week, by the way?
I think after next week.
I feel like you had it already for whatever.
Yeah,
I know you
no,
had
we
it.
We haven't, but it does. It's weird. It's late this season.
So you're at the Saints next week,
which should be an interesting game.
Yeah.
I think we beat them. The Saints suffered a few injuries.
I think if you
would have
lost this game to the Cowboys, there's no way you lose in the Saints.
Because
you beat the Giants,
that game
is going to be very tough for you. Not saying
it's
going to
be tough. I think
it's
going
to be a very tough
game. I think
we
win the game. I mean, the Saints have had our number, but I think we're a better team. I think Drew Brees is having an okay year. He torched, and we'll talk about it, the Colts.
Oh, they stink.
It's ridiculous.
I don't know what's going on, to be honest with you.
Seriously. Matt Castle had a decent game, 17 out of 27, 227 yards.
Stinks.
Three picks.
He stinks.
Three.
He does.
Cromartie.
He's an NFL journeyman.
Cromartie had a hell of a game yesterday. I mean, the picks were coming out.
Yeah, wow.
He was one-handed picks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's his actual.
Couldn't do anything.
Four picks. One pick six this year. Four picks.
He stinks. I'm not.
The Giants
I'm not upset that we don't have him anymore.
I hear you. Giants are the number one team with takeaways in entire league.
You're wrong, actually. I swear to God, I saw it today. The Eagles actually lead the league with 19 takeaways.
The Eagles?
Yes.
No, they don't.
I swear to God. Eagles lead the league in 19 takeaways.
I don't know.
Look it up.
I'll look it up.
Yes.
And who's second?
Maybe it's the Giants.
But the fact is,
the Eagles are first in the league with takeaways this season.
Interesting. Well, the Giants, if it's not that, the Giants are at least 17 takeaways. If the Eagles have 19, I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? The Giants average like 3 to 4 takeaways a game. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Three to four takeaways a game. So – yesterday's game was really, really interesting. I mean, a lot of key plays in that game. The Cowboys had their chances. I think the refs messed up a lot yesterday as well. I don't know what the hell. Some calls yesterday were really, really, really questionable in that Giants-Cowboys game. But listen, it's a divisional game, and you got to expect that. Dan Bailey, I don't know. Really, really.
We're gonna have some things over here, by the way. But
Beasley
ahead.
had a chance to catch that ball and give the Cowboys a chance in the closing minutes, really the closing seconds or closing minute, and he couldn't do it. Fumbled the ball,
right?
And then his wife went berserk on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that. She went at She went at every Cowboys fan on earth because he was getting blamed for the loss, which he shouldn't have. So
all right, finally pulled it up here. Let me read this. All right. Giants currently, they do not have 17. They have 16 takeaways. Third in takeaways. Denver Broncos currently sitting at second with 17 takeaways. And the Eagles lead the league in takeaways this year with 19. So that says something.
All right. Listen, NFC East, we're takeawayers.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll take it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
So Eagles currently lead the league in takeaways. I think that does say something about this defense, that once we're going, we get going. You know what I mean?
Listen, your secondary is still a little bit suspect.
Absolutely.
But you know where the takeaways come from? Your front seven.
Yep.
Your front five. They get pressure, man. They get pressure, and I think it forces the opponents offensively to rush.
Yep.
And the quarterbacks to make mistakes. You know what I mean?
So absolutely.
Giants, Dallas. It was a divisional game. You know it was going to be tough, even with Castle in there. Hometown Devin Street. Devin Street scoring his first touchdown.
About time.
Hometown grown. What was it? He went to Liberty.
Yeah.
Devin Street. So scoring his first touchdown there yesterday. You know, that was pretty cool. You got to
right,
give him that.
Yeah, good. Okay.
You know what I mean? you got to love it. But the Giants needed to win that game.
Right.
He couldn't risk going down.
Honestly, I think the Cowboys also. I mean, the Cowboys came in losing 3 straight.
Yeah.
There's no way the Cowboys are going to lose 4 straight, and they do. And you know what?
They're
done. Cowboys, I don't know who they have this next week. They have Seattle.
Yeah, that's
they could, and
game.
If they lose, that could be 6 straight losses.
They have Seattle at home.
Wow.
The good thing is that the Dallas Cowboys have a revamped defensive line. Hardy, Lawrence, McClain,
waste of a life.
I know he is, but he's a hell of a football player. Yeah. And honestly, I think they may give the Seattle Seahawks some fits next week.
Why are they always fits?
I don't know. You know what I mean? Like seriously,
they're always
but.
Fits. But yes, I know what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely.
Yesterday, it was running back by committee by the New York Football Giants. McFadden had a hell of a game rushing
Cowboys.
for the Dallas Cowboys. McFadden did. He rushed for 152 yards, longest 22 on the New York Football Giants. You know, listen, that was their game. They had to run the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
They had to run the ball to beat the Giants.
Let's actually, real quickly here, before we go into whatever we're going into.
The picks.
Yeah. The picks. What do you mean?
The yesterday's games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just take a brief spotlight and look into next week, okay? The Redskins next week are on a bye. So that's
yeah,
right.
They're on a bye. Eagles and the Redskins on a bye.
Yeah.
So the
Giants end up losing that game, which I think they very well could.
Okay,
to the Saints.
Yeah, we could.
All right? Now they're, what are they, 4-4?
They'll be 4-4.
Okay. The Cowboys, which I think they will lose this game.
Yeah, I think so.
The Seahawks are starting to get on a roll.
They could beat the Seahawks, though. With that offensive line, Wilson may be running for his life. But
he can, though, which he showed you.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
So I actually think the Cowboys lose that game. Seahawks win that. So that puts them at, what is it, 3-5? Eagles are now.
Eagles will be at that
the
point.
The Eagles will be point, but they'll be a half game out of first place. That's insane.
They'll be tied in second place with the Redskins.
That's insane to me.
Right.
I mean, with a sub 500 record, a half game out of first place.
Now, the way you had it going into the season, you had it the Eagles at 12-4, so they're only going to.
Well, they're going to win.
They lost
their last
game.
No, they're winning out.
Right.
They're winning out,
according to you. But can we pull up the Giants schedule, kind of do the same thing
Absolutely.
We did? Let's see what you have the Giants at for the rest of the season here.
Okay.
And it should be interesting. I mean, the NFC East is going to be a hot mess. 9 games left.
Yeah.
It should be interesting. So
you
pulled up the Giants schedule. What do we have next?
We're at the Saints. I have that as a loss.
You have that as a loss. I have that as a win.
Well, you're just going to say they're going to win out.
No, I'm not. I have the Saints as a win.
I think they lose that game against the Saints. At the Bucs, I think they win that one.
The Giants lose to the Bucs. We play down. The Giants will beat the Saints and play down to the Bucs. I'm telling you.
I don't see that. Either way, we're both 1-1.
Right.
All right. Patriots at home.
Giants beat the Patriots.
No.
The Patriots, let me tell you, talk about kryptonite. The New York Giants are the Patriots' kryptonite. The Patriots have not beaten the Patriots,
right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
In the regular season in like 3 years. They have not.
That's fine.
The Giants have won the last few meetings, and I think they'll win the next one.
I think that's a stone-cold loss.
Okay.
So I have you at 1-2. You have 2-1.
Yep.
Then we have a bye week.
Yep.
Oh, you have 3 games before the bye week. Then you're at the Redskins. I think
that's a win. We beat the Redskins. We have the Redskins number. We beat the Redskins.
I don't know. That could go either way. Let's just say win. All right. 2-2.
That is a win.
All right. 2-2. You have them 3-1.
Yep.
Jets at home. Well, which is both homes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a cool game.
That'll
be a
good game.
I actually have that as a loss.
Okay.
So, 2-3.
I see the Giants beating the Jets. The Jets suffered a few injuries yesterday. By then, they may be back, and I will have people back as well. Cruz will be back. I think that's a different game.
Stop talking about Cruz.
Cruz will be back.
He sucks.
How does he suck? Cruz is a freaking
at the Dolphins.
That's a tough game. I think the Giants lose that game.
Yep. Especially because the Dolphins don't travel well, which we get the Dolphins at home, but you get them on the road.
At the road, yeah.
That's going to be, yeah. I now have them 2-4 at that point.
Giants at the Panthers. I think we beat the Panthers.
Panthers at home. I think that's actually.
We beat the Panthers.
Do you?
Yeah. You guys don't have receivers. We have receivers. Cruz is back. We'll have JPP back.
Ooh.
JPP coming back this week, as a matter of fact.
Harris.
Who cares? Who cares? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Mr. One Finger? Yes, he's back. He doesn't need all his fingers to get to the quarterback now.
I think that's a loss, 2-5 at that point. You have him at, 4-0 or something.
No, I have him at 4-1.
No, you have 2.
4-2, excuse me.
Yeah, 4-2, okay. Then
we
you're
beat
at
the
Vikings.
That's a tough game as well.
No.
Yes, yes. That is a tough game.
I have that actually as a win, so 3-5.
I have us beating the Vikings in a tough game.
And then you're at your Eagles at home.
That's a win.
No, I don't see it.
We will beat the Eagles.
No.
We will have people back that were not there when the Eagles played us.
So 3-6, that puts you at 7-9. So both of us, 7-8 and 8 could win this division.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, go.
We said it.
That's actually, and I know you're a little biased just like I am when it comes to the Eagles and Giants. But
that puts us at 7-9.
Could win this division.
And
I looked at your schedule. It's a tough schedule.
It is a tough schedule. I don't know. I don't know what Harry, what's his name, on NBC football last night.
John Clark?
Not John Clark.
I don't know who were
coach and the other guy. He got beat by David Tyree in the Super Bowl helmet catch. Harrison. Harrison talked about the Giants. The Giants will win this division because they have an easier.
Well, he's God.
Easier schedule.
He's God.
What? The Giants have a tough schedule.
That's what I mean. I don't care what Rodney Harrison says.
Rodney Harrison is.
He stinks.
Dope.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He is a dope. I agree. You know who else is a dope? Tony Dungy. Black Spock?
Tony Dungy.
Nice ears, by the way.
Dude, Tony Dungy is one of the greatest coaches.
Are
you kidding
me? He's one of the greatest coaches. But when it comes to announcing, he's so awkward.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
is awkward.
I'll give you that.
I think what's going to happen is the Philadelphia. Why is this a struggle every time I watch it?
Isn't he Southern?
I don't know what he is.
You know,
he
Southerners, things
announcer.
Are a little bit slower.
They're
not like us Northerners.
No.
Anyway, speaking of slower or faster.
Right.
Deku Auto Body.
Oh,
yeah. Your family owned, operated.
Not my family.
Not your family. But they've been operating since 1948. State-of-the-art facility and equipment. Finance your deductible 90 days free. 45-second approval. And guess what? You can get updated repair status online. You can actually watch your car being worked on online on your tablet, on your laptop.
I've done it.
Deku's car rental service, accepting all insurance appraisals.
Yep.
Free estimates. Deku, your auto body specialist. Located in 1135 Harrowtown Road, North Catasauqua, PA, 18032. 610-264-5507. Again, that's 610-264-5507. And your Lehigh Valley Faces, Eastern Pennsylvania's premier marketing firm and your essential partner in marketing and business development strategies. Connect today at 484-272-2313. Again, 484-272-2313. LVFaces.com. Hashtag Let's Work. Don't forget Masquerade Ball coming up November 14th. Get your tickets now.
And all I got to say is 646-668-2951. That's the number, by the way. Got to give the number out here. If you want to talk anything with us, we're on the air for another 20-some minutes.
Yeah, a lot of cool things or interesting things, headlines, and something that I know about injuries, right? I've ruptured my Achilles.
So has somebody else.
I've blown out my knees, all in the name of martial arts and football.
Right.
But anyway.
And walking.
And walking.
But we won't talk about that.
We won't talk about that.
Yeah.
But
I was there. I was. Let's just discuss this. I actually want to tell this story. So, if you don't mind. So we're at work.
We're at work,
and we're not going to disclose this, but
yeah, please don't.
We're working. I actually moved on. Thank God. But you're going to move on to better things too. By the way, I don't want you to get.
We
to,
are.
You know,
we are
totally. I know. But listen to this. So we have a morning huddle, right?
Yeah.
And he decides he's going to just run through the huddle, even though he shouldn't be running through the huddle because he didn't do anything that day.
I did, but yeah.
Right. So
was,
he runs through the huddle.
I was ahead of the game.
Right. He runs through the huddle, and then he goes, oh, bro, my shoe came off, and I'm looking right at it, and his shoe is on.
Right.
And I look at him, I'm like, what are you talking about? Your shoe's right there on your foot. And he's just like, no, my shoe's off. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was it was like an out-of-body experience. You know when you get real hot and you feel like you're going to faint?
Yeah.
That's what happened. And honestly, I thought I had broken my ankle.
Yep.
So mentally, my mind said the ankle would be shifted to the right. You're standing on a stub. But when I looked down, it was actually my ruptured Achilles.
Right.
My calf.
Horrible.
My calf had rolled up into itself, really. Make a long story short, I had to end up having surgery. But that's
wow.
Just one of many injuries from sports and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway. We had
and then
major...
You were out, by the way, for like almost 2 months.
Yeah,
back.
A while. You know, and I'm still getting back into.
Oh, absolutely.
But with that being said, yesterday, the Texans took a big hit. No pun intended.
They stink.
They're probably the worst team in the league.
They are. What do you mean? They probably are. They are.
They are the worst team in the league.
They are the worst team in the league right now.
But they lost their all-pro, number one running back all time, to a ruptured Achilles.
He's been off, though, the last couple of years. I'm gonna be honest.
He has been, but he has all the records for the Texans.
Right.
And I felt his pain. The minute I saw it, I knew it was an Achilles injury.
Right.
It was tough. You know what I mean? And I mean, we said it. Jason Peters went down for the Eagles with back spasms. I think he'll be back, but that's a tough loss if he doesn't come back for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
And, I mean, which team isn't nicked up currently? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I'll tell you which team isn't nicked up. And they are nicked up a little bit, but the Packers right now, I mean, they're playing
unbelievable. With a bye, scary. Whoever plays them next, just
how about this?
Don't cry.
A big battle next week. The Denver Broncos and the Green Bay Packers, the two undefeated teams. By the way, this is the latest since 1975 that we have 5-6-0 teams.
That's true.
But how about this? 6-0 versus 6-0 next Sunday night. Who wins that? Let's go over it right now. Who wins
that? Who wins that game?
That's Packers. It. Absolutely the Packers, I think.
I don't know, man. Defense wins games. That's the number one defense in the league.
Yeah, but
I think the Broncos take it. I think the Broncos take it. Listen, the Chargers almost beat them. Almost they that defense is a little bit suspect. Rivers,
oh yeah,
Rivers, 540 yards or something like that 2 weeks ago.
By the way, what on yesterday with the Chargers?
And what?
What? What?
Talk about that game. Let's run down some of these scores.
Let's do that right now.
I mean,
now,
the
right?
Bills Jaguars started it off yesterday morning.
It's a pretty neat game.
Pretty neat game. The Jaguars at one point blowing the Bills out.
Yeah.
The Bills come back with an amazing comeback. Manuel went off in the second half. And Rex Ryan looks like he lost his favorite pet, wondering why they lost the game. You lost the game because your team isn't good. You know what I mean? So the Jags win 34-31 in an interesting comeback.
I did not see that coming.
You didn't see that coming.
I did not see that coming.
I thought that game was going to be smoother.
Yeah.
But
it ended up being good.
It ended up being a good game.
Yep.
And how about that? Buccaneers.
How about it?
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, you have the Redskins coming all the way back in that game. And they stink, by the way.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything.
They're in second place right now.
But Kirk Cousins is yelling in the locker room. And you know what?
You got to give it to the Broncos.
You got to. But they're not going anywhere. But the Redskins beat the Lonely Bucks, who I think they have like two wins this year.
He was, Kirk Cousins, 33 out of 40. Right? Completion 33, attempt 40. 317 yards, 3 TDs, no picks. The kid played his tail off.
How about this game?
I was going to say that, but whatever.
Never saw this coming. It shocked me. It shocked me. It shocked the world, probably.
Come on, Matty Ice. Where are you?
Exactly.
What the heck?
Matty Ice, four touchdowns.
Falcons 10, Titans 7.
I mean, Matty Ice. Matt Ryan, go through for 261 yards, two picks, one touchdown.
But what?
But listen, they came to play. The Titans defense is pretty good.
I had not.
And if it wasn't for that quarterback, that second string quarterback,
right,
the Titans win that game.
I'm disappointed in Matty Ice. So you can do it. Come on, the Titans.
Listen,
stop it.
The Falcons could be beat. I told you the Eagles could beat them. The Giants should have beat them.
Well, anyway. How about this? Ever since the beatdown that the Eagles gave the Saints have looked great.
Yeah,
I mean,
have.
The Saints beating the Colts 27-21. I mean, that game, wow. I didn't see that coming.
Listen.
Did you see that coming yesterday?
I did not see that coming. Colts were at home, you know, and I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I think Luck is still hurt. I think that shoulder's still hurt.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of the passes he threw yesterday were a little bit suspect.
Yep.
Aired it out a little bit. They weren't the Luck throws that he usually has.
Yep. No, I would agree.
And Drew Brees is Drew Brees. But that team has some issues. The Saints have some issues.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about that next week.
How about this? The Vikings.
Listen.
Beat down the Lions. The Lions are the worst.
The Vikings are for real.
Well,
defensively, the Vikings are sound. I mean, their front seven, they're like the Miami Dolphins. They don't need a blitz.
I wouldn't say for real.
They are.
I mean,
even with a second-year quarterback, you got to give
them respect.
I got to see more from them.
I really do. Another shocker yesterday. Chiefs beating the Steelers, what?
Yeah.
What?
Well, listen. The Steelers, listen, the Chiefs were due.
Were they?
The Chiefs were due. We both picked the Steelers, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I was debating on that one. I thought Randy. Andy would have to
Andy Reid.
No, yeah. I thought Andy Reid would have the troops ready to play. And they did, man. They were pissed off. But the Chiefs have been decimated in their secondary big time all year. And the Steelers starting their first-time quarterback, was it Landry or Laundry?
Yesterday was Laundry.
Yeah,
but
Laundry.
Normally it's Landry, yeah.
So Steelers haven't been that good this year. They haven't been. But it doesn't help.
4-3 now on the season.
Do you think Roethlisberger comes back next year?
No.
No. Okay.
They're not going to risk it. He'll be back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
How about this? Do I have to talk about Nick Foles? He stinks.
Listen, I think
they beat the Browns.
The Eagles have a better record if they had Nick Foles. I'll tell you that. Nick Foles is a good
quarterback. I can't say
that. How do you guys get rid of him?
Marginally better. What does that mean? He's marginally worse? Marginally better? I don't know.
How does Nick Foles stink?
I don't know. What does Nick Foles love?
Listen,
What did he ever do?
Nick Foles scared me when the Giants played him.
No. Yeah. He scares me when he plays the Eagles. He really does. Same with Bradford, too, by the way.
Bradford beat
the Browns 24-6. Dolphins up 41-0.
Wow. Total domination. Total domination.
I mean, that's just.
The Dolphins came to play. The Dolphins are literally going through a renaissance. Campbell, who's an ex-Giant, by the way, has them playing well. I think the Oklahoma suicide that he ran in practice with these millionaires, I think it paid off.
I didn't see that.
The Dolphins, they beat the Patriots. And mark my words, Thursday night, Dolphins against the Patriots.
No.
To open up week 8. Watch out for that. The Dolphins don't need to blitz the quarterback. Their front seven now is getting to the quarterback without the blitz.
I don't see it.
I'm calling it now.
Patriots, I can't. You know me. I'm not going against the Patriots.
That may be my stupid pick of the week. I'm calling it.
Well, you made a couple yesterday.
They almost came through.
My Patriots. Well, not, what am I saying? Because I got the belt.
You might love the team. You do. You're a download Patriot. Yeah, you are. I think if the Eagles were in Philly, you would love that.
I would love who? Because I like Tom Brady. Not only that, I like the players on the team. And not only that,
Tom
knows a lot up there.
Woo, woo. Tom Brady. Love Tom Brady.
Wow, that's a nice little watch.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Wow.
Wow.
I do not like Tom Brady, though.
Tom Brady got rocked a few times.
Speaking of getting rocked a few times, the Raiders all over the Chargers.
Unbelievable.
37-29, and that wasn't even that end score was not even that close.
Not at all. I mean, the Raiders' total domination I mean, Carr, you can't say Carr sucks right now, bro.
No,
Carr
is playing his tail off. I mean, I like Carr.
And they have some weapons. I mean, that kid Cooper is a beast. He's the real deal from Oklahoma. I picked him up in the draft, and I wanted the Giants to. And I was hoping no one else in the NFC.
I'm a big deal, baby. I'm a big deal, baby. I'm a big deal.
But, right, listen. The Raiders shocked me yesterday. I thought it was going to be another 500 yard passing experience for Rivers. Oh.
And how about them? Then the two games we saw, you know,
we
already
spoke about the New York
27-20 Giants over the Cowboys, 27-15 Panthers over the Eagles.
Tonight.
What happened?
Tonight
Ravens at the Cardinals.
I got the Cardinals, man. I
do too, but I'm not shocked if the Ravens win this.
Listen,
they're desperate.
What's his Ravens quarterback?
Joe Flacco?
Flacco is 12-4
yep.
on Monday night, brother.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Monday night.
I did not know that.
He's the man. Or you know, highlighted these. So Sunday night, Monday night, the kid comes to play. And they're 12-4
Yeah.
I mean, I got the Cardinals winning tonight. But
I think they win, but it's – I would not be shocked if the Ravens come in and pick this win up.
The Cardinals are real good, man. The Cardinals have two innings, I think.
They also have two losses, and they may have three after tonight.
So 4-3
That's a. I got to be honest with you.
They would be 4-3
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They have to start. Wait, weren't they like 4-0
They were 4-0 They did this last year. Remember that?
You're right.
Except this year it's earlier, which is May. I don't know. I don't love the Cardinals tonight. I like them a little.
I love the Cardinals tonight.
Wow.
I think they were on. Were they on? No, they beat. Down 2 weeks ago on a bye, but they beat, I don't forget who they beat down last week, but it was down. Pittsburgh last week?
Pittsburgh beat them.
No, Pittsburgh did not beat them.
Yes,
Cardinals.
They did.
You're right.
Absolutely.
You're right. I don't know. Cardinals win tonight. I think that score, did we say the scores yesterday?
Yeah.
Cardinals?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't
ask me what. I don't remember.
I think
that
score is 34-21 Cardinals.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
44-21.
I don't think the Ravens defense can hold them. I think the Ravens offense can. Their running game is back in play. Their receivers are playing again. Smith is back. Smith has a chip on his shoulder. He said today he would love to win a ring to end his career, his illustrious career, as a matter of fact, 15 years in the league. I think Smith scored some touchdowns tonight. I think it's an entertaining game.
Let me just say this, but don't be surprised. The trade deadline for
It's coming up.
I believe it's November 3rd. So listen, if the Ravens lose tonight,
oh boy,
I'm telling you right now, Eagles will go after Steve Smith Senior.
No way.
They will go after Steve Senior.
Eagles
remember that.
Go back. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
You
watch it happen. Yes,
do
I
you
do.
Think? Now it's going to get interesting.
Does that mean the Ravens are going nowhere?
Do you
one
think the Eagles go after Kaepernick?
That's so hard. I mean, what year? This year or next year?
This year?
No.
We've seen some crazy stuff mid-season. Kaepernick has not done anything all year. He stunk it up. There is no reason why the Niners could say, listen, we're starting off fresh. We're going to pick up. We're going to go after somebody in the draft. And the draft is stacked off quarterback-wise, I think.
Right.
I could see that happening, man. I could see Chip Kelly going bonkers and say, you know what?
Well, I've also heard a rumor from Brian Baldinger, by the way, earlier today on 97.5 The Fanatic. And you know what he said? He said, don't be surprised if Jake DeLome gets a call from the Eagles as well. And that is sad because Jake DeLome,
something was said, and I didn't know this last night.
Yeah.
With Bradford's contract, Bradford had to make it. I think game 6 or 7.
Yeah, I said that on the show.
Oh, you said it.
Remember?
What was that about? And I said it again last night.
Yeah, if Bradford plays until he has to play one more game, if he plays one more game.
I thought he played it.
No, because it has to be half of the season.
Oh.
So if he plays one more game, the Rams do not have to give up the 4th-round pick, which is ridiculous, by the way, because Bradford shouldn't be playing, actually.
True.
Bradford stinks.
Bradford stinks. I don't know what the hell Chip Kelly was thinking about. I don't know what they're smoking Philadelphia, but it's
well,
the good stuff. Seriously.
Listen, like I said, Jake DeLome possibly, but I think the bigger news
Jake DeLome, huh?
But the bigger news I think would be
what?
Steve Smith Sr.
No way.
Bringing some consistency, and actually he would be the only wide receiver on this team. Because, and by the way, Riley Cooper, no, nothing.
No, where the hell was he? You said Riley Cooper would have a hell of a game today. Where the hell was he?
Who would have thunk that Riley Cooper did the blast in the blackout game?
Yeah.
Or, where's the
That was original.
Ridiculous.
I'm hungry. I am too. You want to come out? You know, we're gonna be here.
We'll be here
live
for
another 10 more minutes.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Chicken and peas in Allentown, but it's a great crab fries. And how about the soup, by the way? We have crab bits.
I forgot,
on.
Man.
Listen, are we still celebrating your birthday?
We can be.
We can be.
We can be if you want.
I mean, we. I forgot
well,
to bring your ranch.
Yeah, that was our NFL music going.
That
off,
was colossal.
Yeah, seriously. But, I mean, listen, we could sum it up. Week 7 was interesting, but blah at the same time.
Yeah, I wasn't really impressed with the games this week. I think it was a very...
Going in, I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I think next week...
Next week is big for
next
a couple
week,
reasons.
I think, is blah again. I think the Giants need to win before the Redskins and the Eagles have to come back. I think the Giants need to beat the Saints next week to stay at least 2-up. Hey, guess what? Who's in first place?
Oh, here we go. For one
not,
week.
Not the Eagles.
For
the
one,
New York football Giants are.
27-7.
In first
how soon we forget.
I'll take it. That game means nothing now.
It
that
does.
That game means nada.
It does.
It
listen, when you play
now.
The Panthers.
We see you guys again. That's why it means
when you play
right
the
now.
Panthers, you will lose too.
If we face you guys before that, then I'll be like, yeah, that game was something.
But listen, when you play the Panthers, you'll also lose.
We won't.
You play the Cowboys.
We will beat
stink.
The Panthers.
And we will beat the Cowboys when we come back from
I
our
hope
bye
so.
Week.
You better. It's a revamped Cowboys defense. It's not
I don't
the same
care what it
is that you guys had.
Greg Hardy's a waste of a life.
I think the Dallas Cowboys beat you guys.
You just – what?
Yes. I said it when we went down. I think the Dallas
that's
Cowboys –
that's not happening.
Yes.
No.
I think Castle's going to have –
and listen, Cowboys are going to lose this week against the Seahawks.
I see that.
That's five
yes.
straight losses.
But
then they're
going
to lose to us. That's six straight losses.
No, no, no.
The Cowboys
no, no.
are out.
Castle will beat the Cowboys.
Castle
why. They will have three games
he's
underneath
a journeyman at best.
You will have three games. You leave him. You don't touch him. He torches you.
He's a journeyman.
He's
how is he going to torch
through.
Anything?
Are you kidding me?
No.
He'll have three games underneath his belt. He'll be warmed up in a system, ready to go. That Cowboy defense is different. Hardy, McClain, Lawrence.
Hardy's a waste of a life.
They
I'll
will
say it every
crush,
time it comes up.
They will crush Bradford.
I'll say it every single
they
time.
They will crush Bradford.
He shouldn't be in the league playing.
I'm telling you. He should be.
All right. At least we agree
on
that.
We agree on that.
Right.
But the Cowboys will beat them. I'm telling you.
I don't see it.
I can't wait.
I really don't. Revenge
well,
is on the
what
mind.
What week is that? Week 9?
Week 9, yep.
That's going to be a big week.
It is. It will be, absolutely.
I think Patriots, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, whoa.
Yeah.
Very,
I mean,
very
gonna
interesting.
Be, well, the Giants are going to be playing the Bucks that week.
Are we playing the Bucks?
That's going to be a loss, according to you.
Yeah,
I don't know how that's
yeah,
happening.
I think it's a loss. I mean,
how?
I don't know. The Giants played down to their opponents.
That's true. That's definitely true. I definitely agree with
the
that.
The Giants played, and the Eagles do a little bit, too. Not last night was
well.
Was
if we don't have Butterfingers
opponent.
As our receivers, then
oh,
you know, catch half of those
listen,
balls.
Listen, if the Eagles caught the balls last night,
that's why we need
game.
To go after Steve Smith. I think
that's not the Ravens are not getting rid of.
If
Steve
they
Smith.
Lose tonight, the Ravens will be 1-6.
You think so?
They'll be eliminated.
No,
I mean, they're out of it. After
I think he has a no trade clause in his contract.
Why?
Because he wants to retire Raven.
Why?
He doesn't want to be 14 years with the
Panthers.
With the Panthers,
yeah.
And his 15th year,
well,
he gets traded to
well,
another
it's
team.
It's the East
that
Coast.
Doesn't make any sense.
It's the East Coast. He has an East Coast bias.
Ugh.
He's going to be on the coast of the again. Still,
the coast that's the most.
Yes,
that doesn't make any sense.
Seriously, listen. I honestly believe if the Ravens blew, if you want a receiver here,
yeah.
you have to look no further than Steve Smith. All
they,
right.
I don't know what the Eagles are going to need to get that offense. I'm being so serious when I say this. You are not going to be. You're not going to make the playoffs. I'm telling you right now. I have the Eagles making the playoffs. I said it at the beginning of the season. Making the playoffs and or playing for a playoff berth against the New York football Giants interdivision game.
So you don't think anymore that Giants-Eagles meet in the playoffs, both of them?
I can see that, yes. That
oh, you
happen.
Still can?
Yeah, it's happened right. before in past years.
I don't know what this record.
It can happen.
Because whoever is going to win this division could be 8-8. So guess
yeah,
what?
Right.
No wild card is coming from this
no,
division.
No, they're not. So, but listen, you never know what could happen. That could happen. I mean, the other divisions could start stinking it up. The South stinks.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
who's running away in the South?
How about, did you realize?
Atlanta.
The West is not that good.
They're not that good either.
If the Cardinals lose tonight, the winner of that division is going to be the winner of our division, 4-3.
Yeah, you're right. So the wild card could come out of the East. You never know.
Why not?
Exactly.
Now, here's why not.
Why?
The North.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Green Bay
and
Packers.
And the South.
The South, what? The South stinks. What, Atlanta?
Atlanta and Carolina.
Give me a break. Whatever. I think the Giants beat Carolina.
I don't know how you
I'm
can say
you.
That. I really don't know how you can say that.
I don't know, bro. It is going to be an interesting season. This is why we love football, man.
Yeah.
We live for football. We are here every Sunday.
Every Sunday and every Monday night.
And every Monday night
as
well.
Here's the thing for all those people that are coming down to Chicken Pizza. We are here Monday nights if the Giants and Eagles both play before. I don't even know.
If the Giants and Eagles play, we're here.
Right.
And every night, seriously, in October,
for example,
we were here.
If
so.
The Giants play late or the Eagles play late on a Sunday night, I mean the late game like last night,
yeah.
Or on a Monday night, we are here Monday night.
We're here.
If they both play earlier games, we're here Sundays.
And we're still taking calls, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
646-668-2951. Definitely give us a call. Listen, like I said, week 7, interesting. Thank God the New York Football Giants won that game. We couldn't fall 1-3, and we needed to take the lead after Monday night's debacle,
yeah.
Where the Eagles' defense just demolished us. I'm over it. I'm over that. I'm over that game. We have to move on.
I'm scared actually next week though. You know why?
Why?
It's Halloween.
What are you dressing up as?
I'm gonna be. You ever watch WWE?
Oh my God.
There's a guy in the Wyatt family called Eric Rowan. He wears a sheep mask.
Right.
It actually is freaky.
It is.
So I'm going to be a haunted sheep. A sheep. It's really weird.
A haunted sheep.
You'll see. You'll see pictures, and I'll send you pics and everything. It is really creepy. I go to my girlfriend's house, and then what we do is I scare kids that are trick or treating there, and they get freaked
G-rated.
Out.
Please. What were we going to say?
I don't kill them. What are you looking for here?
You said you go over to your girlfriend's house, and then.
All right. Yeah. Mind out of the gutter.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know where you're going with that.
But
anyway.
And then we have like a little party, and then we're going to have probably like a movie night where we watch Back to the Future and scary things like American Horror Story, which better get better, by the way.
Yeah, The Walking Dead. I
Oh, by the way, well, why do I – what? I get it. Somebody died last
night. Wait, I didn't watch it yet, nummy.
Well, so what, you weren't on Twitter or Facebook or anything?
I wasn't. Please.
Come on.
Let's don't talk about it. I recorded it.
Okay.
It's all good.
Great. By the way.
It's all good.
By the way, I want to remind everyone something out here. The Eagles could be – in first place in 2 weeks. You realize that, right?
Of course. It's the NFC East.
And sole position, too.
Yeah, by one game.
Whatever.
If they are, okay. The Giants will get it back. It's going to be Eagles,
yeah,
Giants, Eagles, Giants, Eagles,
I do.
Giants.
So you don't think it's the Redskins at all?
No. 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 I can't stand them. What the hell? Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, seriously.
You guys should just
think.
Oh. You're beating them by 21 points. Unbelievable.
When I saw Tampa Bay beating 21-0, I'm like, all right, they got this game. And then I see 31. I thought they came back 28-30, something like that. And then I'm like, I could not believe. I mean, come on.
I can't.
Really?
But anyway, we're here. Thank you for listening to Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Good turnout yesterday, by the way. The website had a lot of hits. So continue to go on the website. That's onesportstalk.com. Again, onesportstalk.com. Over 1,000 likes, by the way, now.
1,000 likes on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen.
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Yeah, continue that, by the way.
Twitter coming up as well.
Yep.
And now that there's no football after tonight until Thursday.
But come down to Chicken Peach, watch some football.
Go Mets, watch some football tonight. Cardinals versus the Ravens. Chicken and Pete's Allentown, Pennsylvania, PPL Center.
Not surprised if the Ravens win that game,
by the way. Surprised.
Not at all.
I might
be wrong here, but you know what? I'm not changing my pick because I can't, but Ravens could win this game.
Yeah, we're here. I'll see you Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, we will be here next week. I'll see you next week.
11
signing off.